Well, Miss, how do you get from the lower part of the to the upstairs? You gotta
ladder, step ladder. You just go. I mean,
the stairs.
You got a stair steps, you know, you just go on up and things. See, get up there. And you come down the same way if you don't give or loosen. It flow a little early.
Yeah. Did you have a field where you raised, you know, it wouldn't be good for anything but to raise hay or something, or alfalfa or something like that? Low, or did you?
Yeah, well, we used to cut our hay up on the hill, use that bottom land for pasture and crops, but we turned that thing around. We put our crops up on the hill, our pasture and hay meadows down in the bottom.
I see.
But now we got a coastal Bermuda, and then we got that other Bermuda, what is it? Alicia. You just plant that up on them hills, and our man fertilize it, and it's really does better up there than do down the bottom. So we just
tell me about growing hay. How'd you grow it?
When you
cut it.
First you go in there and seed it, and get it growing, and you add your minerals to the ground, your lime, your phosphate, and your nitrogen and everything to it, and get it on up. Then when it gets big enough to cut, you go in there and cut it, and rake it up, and bale it, and get it off, then get the boy to come. And the way we do, we got a boy to come. I used to put it out myself, but my boy got too energetic, so we just hired a boy to come out here, bring the fertilizer in the spreader, you know. Let him spread it, you know, cover it up again. I mean, put that nitrogen out on that. About sometime 3 weeks to 5 weeks, we cut it again, and having to come back and put it out some more fertilizer on it. You know, keep it going that way. He just fertilized some of me day before yesterday. It's pretty dry, but he's just going to have to go until it rains. Don't worry, maybe it'll be that next year.
Well, after you let it cure, you might rake it up into little.
Oh yeah, we just cut it and let it lay there till it gets ready to rake. Now we just rake it up in the windrow.
Windrow?
Yeah, now we got a seaside delivery rake, then just roll it right over in the wind. Come back the other way and roll some more again.
Would you?
Go the other way and back. Just make windrow. Then you take your baler, then you go right down that windrow and it's picking it up, baling, tying it, chunking it out behind, counting it all the same time.
Well, before you baled it, did you rake it in the little piles, what you call them?
No. We just rake it in a windrow, clean one side to the other. We used to rake it up, put it in piles, and drive up there with a wagon, pick it up and load it on that wagon, bring it to the house, take that pog, pick it up and throw it up in that loft in that barn, fill that room up. Just burn up, man. I'm
telling you.
But then now they got them balers. Well, one man can go down there now. The evening, they had, they started cutting a little meadow down there. And they started about 2 o'clock, somewhere along there. They raked and baled 600 or 800 bales and hauled it out full night. And if you'd done that with that mule and wagon, you'd just buck jumping on me.
It's a great country we live in when you can do things like that.
The only thing, we just should have bought our machinery about, our hay conditioner, it's what old man handle that plot hay conditioner we got on ya? It's
a
No, that